when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio family out there and our few enemies that are tuned in. Good afternoon to you, too. You're listening to Blood River Radio. And my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and we're going to have a bunch of work. The whole crew is going to be on board tonight. I'll tell you about those in just a minute. But we have, our program has been evolving and changing for the better. It's getting more sophisticated and bigger. You know, as you well know, if you've been tuning in, we're 3 hours now, and it has got more sophisticated. And I'm really proud of it. I know all the people that are part of this Blood River Radio family, the crew, I know they're proud of it too. But like I said, if you're listening to Blood River Radio, my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and today is January the 21st in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, God Almighty. His year 2023 years. Well, that's a long time. Anyway, Jesus Christ came to earth. People, he came on his own free will, and he paid the ultimate price for us. And this is just a little aside here. I was doing my workout, my long run yesterday. I'm training for my next marathon. And I happened to bump into a pastor. And he told me something I never thought of it this way. And this is part of, you know, we're a Christian show, so I'm going to pass this on to you. He said, our faith is not what's going to get us into heaven. He said, it's the faith of Almighty God. He said, the Almighty God will never lose his faith. I guess that kind of hooks up with the way I believe, according to the Bible says it, that you are saved by grace and grace alone, at least not by works, lest any man should boast. And that faith, you're saved by grace through faith, lest any man should boast. And that faith, even the faith we have, is a gift. It really is. And it's God's gift. And I think that's what that pastor was talking about when he said, you know, it was God's faith that's going to get us into heaven, not our faith. Well, people, you know, before we go any further, you know, we are a Christian show, and I've tried to do better. Me and Rand's going to be on the first hour. And we'll tell more about that in just a second. But, you know, this is a Christian show, and we do first and foremost, we always honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. So, Brother Rand, how you doing tonight, brother?
I'm very blessed, Eddie, and I'm glad to be with y'all, with you and Lizzie and the gang, and, of course, all of our faithful listeners out there, Eddie. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm awfully happy and grateful and appreciative that you've been here. If you will, Brother Rand, if you don't mind, would you mind taking us to the Lord in prayer?
Certainly. Let's bow our heads. Kind Father in heaven, Lord, we just humbly come to you, Lord, just acknowledge you, to praise you, and to thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you for all your blessings, Lord. We want to thank you for all that you do for us. Lord, we want to acknowledge to you right now that there's no such thing as luck, that everything comes about according to your will and your will only. And Lord, we just pray that you would be with us here on this radio show program tonight, Lord, the participants, the listeners. And we just pray that somehow, Lord, that you could use us to send a message, to send your message. And we pray that that you would allow us to do that. Use us, Lord. Use us as a tool here, because we can reach a lot of people, Lord, if we can just break through to one person out there that's not saved and get that light to click, Lord. That would be a job well done, Lord. And we just give you the praise and the glory for us even being here and for this show. And we're always going to honor you. And we're always going to stick with you, whether it's good or whether it's bad or whether it's indifferent, Lord. You are our rock. And you're the one that we're going to lean on and turn to and count on, Lord. And we know we can count on you, Lord. And we just want to thank you. And, Lord, most of all, we want to thank you for Jesus, the one that sacrificed and shed his blood and suffered a horrible death on that cross in order that we might have an opportunity to come to you and come to him and have eternal life in your kingdom, Lord, one day. And that's what we all want to do, Lord. We want to get to your kingdom and spend eternity with you, Lord. And it's in his precious name, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Fairview. That's people in the end, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, one of these days we're going to die. One of these days this earth will end. And what's going on in this world will the importance of it will fade away. Once we all come to our end, the biggest question on your mind should be, hey, is this it? We're just on this earth a short time, we're gone, and that's it, we're evaporated. No, we'll have to decide. You need to decide right now, and you need to get religious. I really encourage you. I couldn't encourage you strong enough. If you haven't become a follower of Jesus Christ, you need to do it, because I'll tell you what, things are, I mean, you could die any second. I mean, tomorrow's not promised us, but things are really looking bad in this world. We're going to cover that in just a minute. But anyway, Rand's totally right. Thank you so much for saying that prayer, Rand. I really appreciate that. You know, I was talking about Rand tonight. Let me tell you what else we're going to be doing. The second, it's going to be me and Rand the first hour. We're going to be Ram Robin the first hour. We're going to be talking about some stuff called Unmasking Governor Mrs. Gavin Newsom. I'll tell you what's really getting bad. Probably the number one issue in the world right now is what's going on with the international Jews. They are hell bound. If they have to bring the entire world, if they have to bring the entire world to an end, in the end of the world, in an all out atomic war with Russia, unless they're bluffing, if they are bluffing, I'm getting awfully nervous, because they seem hell bound to start that war. They're determined to destroy Russia one way or the other, even if they have to destroy the whole world to do it. And if we have time, we're going to tell you why they're after Russia. Also, we'll talk about some anecdotal stuff that's happened to me, the Memphis crimes, the things that hit me personally, my family. I'd like to talk about some photographs that Sister Nancy sent me from 2007 when she was in Knoxville protesting those murders of Christian Newsom and Channing Christian, those horrible murders up there. They're protesting those murders, wanting those criminals, those feral animals, to be brought to justice under the federal hate crime. I'd like to tell you to get yourself in shape the best you can, because people, things are really getting bad with inflation. I was talking to CW the other day. Even if we have the money, it won't be able to buy anything. The supply chain's breaking down. You're going to have to become dependent on your own self, because you can't depend on government. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when we're going to go into total chaos, be a civil war, be it looting and ramping. I'm going to tell you why there's probably going to be looting and stuff in just a minute. But anyway, the second hour, here's the outline. Sister Nancy, Sister Monica, they're going to be pretty much riding shotgun over the second hour. And they're going to be talking about the Knoxville crimes and the protesters. What I just told you, give you a little bit of outline. They're going to be talking about the unbelievable, out-of-control crime rate, and amongst other things, other historical things that Sister Nancy has. And also the third hour is going to be the bitter ender himself. He's going to be riding in, and they're going to be celebrating the birthdays of General Andrew Jackson, Stonewall Jackson, and General Robert E. Lee. They're going to be celebrating that. And she's going to be talking about the Arlington cemeteries again, some new stuff I think she's got, and pretty much the Confederate history. So that's pretty much what we're going to be doing. Oh, that's pretty much our outline. Now, before I forget, I'm going to honor Sister Nancy. She sent me these great photographs. It says Dr. Fields, and I forgot exactly what position Dr. Fields had, but he's real well known. I think he was an eminent physicist at one time. And I got photographs. He sent me four sets of photographs when Sister Nancy was in Knoxville in 2007. And like I just said a minute ago, they were protesting, trying to force the government's hand, the federal government, into prosecuting these feral black animals that slaughtered Christian Newsom and Channing Christian. And they'll talk about more about that in the second hour, like I just told you. But these are great photographs. People, here's what makes me want to vomit. There's 40 white people up there, about 40, Sister Nancy said, because she counted them. But they were greatly outnumbered by white, self-hating race traitors. Just because the good people, the 40 protesters, wanted justice to be done, they were told to get the hell out of Knoxville because they were racist and haters, and Knoxville didn't need that. So I wanted to make sure that Sister Nancy got credit for sending me these photographs. I'm willing to mount these and put them on my wall. Anything Sister Nancy sends me photographs like that, it will. But I'd like to tell you, and Sister Nancy said I should do this. Here's what hit me. I may have not told y'all about this, but back in 1995, my sister-in-law, my dear sister-in-law, I loved her to death. I knew her from high school days. Well, people, there, I hear the music. We come back. I'm going to finish this outline as quick as I can because we're going to go Brother Rand and get his take on some of these points we're going to make. Be right back, folks.
This is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm going to make this quick. We got so much to cover. I was just telling you, January the 26th in 1994, my sister-in-law, just loved her to death. I knew her in high school. And she was killed in an ATM machine. Her husband left her with her child was about, I think he was about 13 at the time, 13 or 14. And she went up to an ATM machine to get, she was broke. She was getting $20. That's all she had. And a feral black animal came up to an ATM machine and shot her right in the upper lung. And she basically, she drowned on her own blood. Her lungs filled with blood. And the witnesses that saw her, my sister-in-law, they said, yes, she was gurgling, trying to speak, but she could because the blood was coming out of her nose and her mouth. So the crime in Memphis, I'm going to basically outline the crime in Memphis because this is going to be kind of a theme, I think, for the second hour. Let me tell you what's going on in Memphis. We have a very high black population, and the black crime people is beyond out of control. It's to the point of ridiculous. I'm going to give you a couple of incidents that have happened here. You all know what happened to Eliza Fletcher. In just a few minutes, I'm going to give you the numbers for both district attorneys, the federal district attorney and the Shelby County district attorney. I want you to, if you will, please, God, don't just sit on your ass and not do anything. Please call these people like I've been doing and try to force them. I mean, that's all we can do. Don't say, oh, well, we're doing any good. Just do it. Call these people and ask them, why is that feral animal that's being locked up, that kidnapped, that beat to death, that raped and butchered this precious young 34-year-old mother, and then carry her off and threw her body into a deserted wheat patch. She was a sack of garbage. Call that sorry SOBs and ask them why he has not been held to responsible and been charged with a federal hate crime. We all know because these Negroes are untouchable. But do it anyway. Please, God, do it. I'm begging you to do that. And while I've done that, here's the numbers. I'm going to give you the numbers. This is the United States Attorney for the Western District of Tennessee. He's a good Jew, of course. His name is Kevin G. Ritz, R-I-T-Z. He got the class of hook nose. There's no mistake in it. Here's his number. 901-544-4010. Here we go again. 901-544-4010. It's the Kevin G. Ritz. Okay, call him. Also, call this Steve Mulroy, the George Soros appointee. George Soros put him into power here in Memphis. Okay, his number is 901-222-1360. I'll repeat, 901-222-1360. Call them and tell them exactly what I told you. That's just here in Memphis. Okay, that we know that happened back Labor Day weekend. This is what, 4 months ago? Let's see, October, November, December, January. Yeah, 4 months ago, going on five. Here's what's happened recently. We have an area in Memphis, Tennessee called Germantown. It is a very elite, like I was telling Sister Nancy today, if you want to move in that area city and you ask how much the utility bill is, what are the house notes, you can't afford to move in. And then we have the elite of the part of the elite. Well, in the past 2 weeks, there have been two incidents, a replay of Eliza Fletcher's happening. What a shocker. It's always black. It's always black. About 10, 12 days ago, this lady was coming out of a store, and this is a very elite part, a little elite semi, like a little mall. She's coming out of the shopping center, and these three feral blacks jumped her and grabbed her and were putting her and trying to shove her into a vehicle to haul her off. Well, this one man, white man came out and unarmed, bless his heart. This is very rare to find a white man nowadays with any courage. He charged them and screaming, flopping hands and charging the group. Well, they threw her down and got in her car and rode off. Well, surprise, surprise, with all these millions and millions of dollars worth of security cameras, those animals have not been brought to justice. No one ever gets arrested in Memphis, Tennessee. Okay, just yesterday, here another one, just yesterday, in this same elite area right there, these black animals jumped a lady. Listen, get this. They're getting unbelievably bold. The lady was in a store, and she didn't want to go outside. It's just broad daylight yesterday, and so she knows about the crime rate in Memphis. And keep in mind, this is lily white Germantown, white, and 99% white. So the security guard escorts her, taking her to her car. The animals jumped him and her. They jumped the damn security guard. They stole her purse, knocked her down. That's happening every day. This is every day we're having home invasions, people. These animals are coming and kicking doors. They'll go to your front door. If they can't get in, they'll go to the back door. And these lily white, helpless little parasite white people won't shoot them. They won't stick up to themselves. That's what's happening. It's getting worse and worse. And guess what, people? It's coming to a neighborhood near you. So you need to arm yourself. I mean, the crime here, and we have shootouts every day. We have shootouts on the damn interstate. We have I-40 and I-55, two major interstates going through Memphis, Tennessee. Shootouts there. But anyway, I'm going to cover one more point, and then we're going to go to Rand. Listen, folks, I'll see if I can read just a little bit of this thing right here. I don't like to do it, but listen. This says the world is teetering on the edge of nuclear war. But are many people aware of it? How many people are discerning the times? The spiritual leader of the Russian Orthodox Church, his last name is Kirill, K-I-R-I-L-L. He told his flock that the West is trying to destroy Russia. And they will, just like I said earlier a minute ago, the West, the Jew-controlled West, they will not be satisfied until Russia is destroyed. They don't say they just want to defeat them. They said they want to kill every last single Russian, just like they talked about trying to eliminate all the Germans in World War II, and before, during, and after World War II. And he says that's not going to happen. And he said he's not threatening just warring on the West. He said that if these people try to destroy Russia, he said, Russia will end the world, because the Russian leaders are saying they're real fatalistic now, Rand. They're saying, why should we let the rest of the world live if we're not going to be, the Russian people, if we're not allowed to live in our own nation, and why should we let the rest of the world live? And he's the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church. He said, and here's what we've been saying all along. The reason, one of the chief reasons the West hates them so bad is because they don't go along with this globo homo. They don't go along with this LGBT, this sexual perversion, garbage, filth, human feces behavior. The Russians are not going to do that. That's why the international Judea hates them so bad. And also because they are a Christian nation. The Christian nation, they reject all this perverted sex, all this perverted, it's beyond sex. I don't know what you call it. They don't want to have rolling human feces. They don't want their children to be rolling human feces. They don't want their human children to be having sex changes when they're second grade. They reject all that. Also, under Putin, the Russians have drove out all those damn Jewish international bankers, just like Hitler did in the Second World War. That's exactly the same thing did it. But anyway, people, we're very close. Unless the Jew World Order is bluffing, if they're bluffing, they better hurry up and get the hell away, because these Russians aren't going to put up with that. And I'll add this before I go to Rand. If they launch nukes, I hope I live long enough. I hope the Russians, the first person, the people they take out, I hope they disintegrate all of Israel, the so-called Israel. I feel sorry for the Palestinians. I hope they nuke and take out Tel Aviv. In Jerusalem. I hope they burn it to just turn it into a damn roasted marshmallow. And I hope the second missile hits Washington, D.C. and takes out the Pentagon and the United Nations and the Federal Reserve. That's who I want to see burn to a damn crisp. And by God, if they're going to take the whole world down, I hope they take them down too. But that people, it's really getting serious. I got some other stuff, but I got to shut up now and go to Rand. Rand, what do you think about all that, my brother?
Well, one thing I would add, Eddie, I agree with you exactly right. You hit on a lot there, brother. I'd say, thirdly, I hope they hit New York City.
Yes.
In the order that you gave it. But they determined to destroy the Russians. And, you know, I don't blame them. I got to support them. If they can't live free in their motherland, I don't blame them. I mean, why they don't want to be ruled by such as what we have ruling the West now, such as that Ukrainian president. And I'm going to mention him again in a minute, but I want to backtrack just, I hear the music.
Damn, I can't believe it was breaking already. Well, people, hold on your seats. When we come back, I got to make a little statement about New York City. Be right back, folks. Hang on to your hat.
Listening to Liberty News Radio. USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Ron Klain, White House Chief of Staff, says he's leaving.
Klain is expected to step down from his position in the coming weeks, although the White House is making no comment. According to a report in the New York Times, Klain's resignation would be the biggest staffing shakeup in the Biden administration since taking over the presidency 2 years ago. A formal announcement and the naming of Klain's replacement not expected until after President Biden's State of the Union address on February 7th, although the search for his replacement is already underway. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is expected to meet with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss the debt ceiling.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy immediately pretty much responding on Twitter to that invitation about a meeting at the White House, saying, quote, President Biden, I accept your invitation to sit and discuss a responsible debt ceiling increase to address irresponsible government spending.
That's Julie Serkin. No official time or date has been set, but White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president looks forward to meeting with Speaker McCarthy to discuss a range of issues. Daytona Beach police say they're negotiating with a woman who barricaded herself in a hospital room after shooting her terminally ill husband earlier today. Staff and patients near the room at Advent Health Daytona Beach have been evacuated. No one else was injured. It's currently unclear if the man shot was killed. The NFL divisional playoffs are getting underway. The Jacksonville Jaguars visiting top-seeded Kansas City Chiefs, who will be looking to advance to their fifth consecutive AFC championship. The New York Giants will visit the NFC's top seed, Philadelphia Eagles, later tonight. Avengers star Jeremy Renner is giving a health update after a New Year's Day snowplow incident sent him to the hospital for more than 2 weeks. He took to Instagram to thank fans for their support, as well as reveal he broke 30-plus bones in the incident. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, without further ado, but we're burning time so fast, we're about to run out of time already. We're going to go right back to Brother Rand. Go ahead, Brother Rand. Keep going where you was before we went to the break.
Well, I think I was saying, you know, I can't blame the Russians. I admire them for taking a stand. And even if it is going to eventually look like being against the whole world, practically. But this Ukrainian president, I caught a little bit of him at making a big talk at the, of course, it was by video, at the World Economic Forum. And he mentioned a couple of things that I wanted to bring up. One is that now he's comparing Putin to COVID. Putin is the new COVID. You know, when he went on and on about how we all pulled together and defeated COVID, and now we can all pull together, and I'm sure we can defeat Vladimir Putin. So Putin is the new COVID. But another thing that he was lobbying for these Leopard tanks that are made and built in Germany.
Yeah.
And they must be the top of the line tank. You know, that pretty much goes without saying. But see, the catch is Germany, even when they sell these tanks, they have agreements with countries that they sell them to. That you got to come back through us if you're going to resell it. So right now, the Ukrainians, they can't get their hands on these tanks. And they think just any day now that the Germans are going to give somebody the okay to sell them 300 or 400 of them. They claim they need 300 or so of them to drive the Russians out. But, you know, that puts the Germans, because from what I understand, they get most of their natural gas or crude oil or whatever through that Nord pipeline. And you know, that puts them in a catch-22 about those tanks. So it's going to be interesting to see if they give the okay for themselves or other countries to sell these tanks to the Ukrainians. But that president, you know, he's just a Jew puppet. We all know that. And you mentioned during the break that they've thinking about putting a bus somewhere in Washington at the capital of the Ukrainian president. I mean, how have we let this slip so far away? It's mind boggling. And we talked about this before on this show about how fast it seems that everything's going. And, you know, you talked about the crime. And I just want to mention something about the Knoxville murders real quick in a second. But we're living in a South Africa situation every day. And something else you mentioned, Eddie, is about these white sympathizers for these blacks. You know, they willing to, I think they sacrifice their own daughters not to be looked upon as a hater or racist or whatever. I mean, it's just there again. It's mind-boggling. But I want to mention about Shannon Christian and Christopher Newsom's parents. Let's understand. This took place in, and I know y'all gonna cover this later, but I gotta say this: January 6, 2007. So we're just a week or two or a few days over the 16th anniversary. Let's think about these parents. Of these two innocent, their children, 23 years old, 21 years old. Another holiday has just went by. They don't have their children. And not a one of those killers are dead. Not a one of them. One of them have been charged with a hate crime. And if what they did to those two children, they led that young man out naked practically from the waist down anyway to that railroad track where they shot him three times on a dog leash. Now, you just reverse things. You put a group of white men carjacking two blacks, male, female, don't matter, just two blacks, and doing anything close to what happened to these two white kids. It would be the top story. It's such a double standard. It's just unreal. And you compare the McMichaels, both convicted of hate crimes. It's nothing but the colors. It's the colors of the skin. If the colors of the skin was reversed, you wouldn't hear anything about the McMichaels. And you would hear everything about the Knoxville murders. It's just insane. But that's the times we're living in. And Eddie, you told a story that hit close to home with you I think you said your sister-in-law. That's just all the more reason, people out there listening, get you a weapon, learn to use it. Keep your head on a swivel at a gas station, in a restaurant. It really doesn't matter where you are at. You need to have your weapon within arm's reach at all times, because these blacks are becoming more and more bolder. They want to intimidate people, and they'll do anything. And it's just amazing that the links that white people will go to keep, I guess they don't want to disturb the college community and the black football players. And I don't really know what they're thinking, but I do know one thing. Our Father's word says to send people like those, no matter what color they are, that did that stuff to those two young children, 23 and 21 years old. Our father's word said, send them on up there to him where he can handle them. That's why it says, thou shalt not kill. That's why it says that you should be put to death for murder. He wants them sent on up there. But they sit there how long now? 16 years, going on 16 years, getting three meals a day, probably got access to a library, probably got TV, exercise room. Who knows, you know? Basically living a lot better in there than they were probably outside. You know, as far as that goes, but anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there, Eddie.
Well, the point you made, they're still alive, and get this: the sorry Pharaoh Black that killed my sister-in-law, he got the prosecutor here in Memphis, the prosecuting attorney. He told my wife and the rest of the family he wouldn't go to the death. The reason he wasn't seeking the death penalty is because it'd be almost impossible to get in Tennessee. So he said, but don't worry. He got life in prison without parole. But you know what? He only did about 6 years. One of these bleeding heart Jews, one of these Jews, attorneys went and got that sucker. He's out. He's been out a long time, roaming the streets, having a howl time. It's hard telling how many other people you kill that he's killed. You know, you mentioned, you know, we've talked about Putin and Russia and the chief patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church. And he said, you know, he doesn't want to accept what I've heard on the news pro values that are really not values. The values of the United States of America, the United States, the government, the Sodom on the Potomac, the small crime cabal. By the way, while we're at it, I'd like to mention earlier you said something about nuking New York. I would say nuke the New York, the Federal Reserve in New York, the United Nations building in New York. But we have some good people that support this show in New York. It's not them. We don't want to nuke them. We have people in New York and New Jersey. I know personally, talk to them fairly frequently. They're much hardcore pro-white than these race traders. Right here where I live in the city, especially in Midtown, you'd be in the extreme minority if you felt like we do. It's like me and Rand and people on Blood River Radio feel. So, yeah, I'm not trying to I'm just saying we have a lot of good people up there. So I know Rand would just I feel the same way. I know the leadership of New York. The leadership in New York is the same way as the leadership in Montgomery, Alabama. Rand, you said that before. Same way as in Nashville, Tennessee, the stinking governor we have in Tennessee. No matter where, they've infiltrated everything. But we talked about Putin. And that the Orthodox leader, he's the patriarch of the Orthodox Christian Church. And one of the reasons he said is because they didn't want to be knuckled down to the United States. The reason the United States wants them to knuckle down is because they want to force their satanic filth down on them. Well, listen, I got this thing from the Open the Books subtract. It says, radical gender ideologies. And her husband, Gavin. Okay, Gavin, what's his name? Gavin Newsom is the governor of California. His wife, Jennifer Sybil, spelled S-I-E-B-E-L, Newsom. Damn, another break already? Folks, we got to go to the last break. This is the fastest hour I've ever seen. As soon as we come back, I'll go ahead and I'll tell you why Putin does not want to be part of the United States. And I'll be right back, folks.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I swear, this seems like we're in a time warp. We're going faster and faster and faster. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the patriarch, the chief patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church. And Putin feels the same way he does. But he was saying that they're not going to have this filth, the way he termed it. He said values that are really not values, what the United States government considers values, would be aligned up with Satan. I mean, it's just the worst filth you can ever think of. Anyway, this article talks about the Newsom twosom. Governor Gavin Newsom and his wife, Jennifer Siebel, S-I-E-B-E-L, spelled Jewish, Jennifer Siebel Newsom. She's the first partner, and she's the founder and owner of Girls Club Entertainment Incorporated. That's for profit. And she's also has these other nonprofit organizations. Okay, what they do, one of the things that her organization does, they create films. Get this, people. They actually produce pornographic films. What they're doing, they're putting films, they're putting hardcore porn films into the school systems in California. She's doing it as a business. It says down here that she's used taxpayers' dollars to trade with herself and her nonprofit organization and her profit for organization. But they're forcing all this filth, man. Get this, people. This is these pornographic films, pornographic textbooks in every school system in the United States. In California, in all the schools there. And see, I mean, it talks about, it shows, you can see sex acts. You can actually look and see the sex acts going on. These films in the schools, people, I know I'm repeating myself, I just cannot believe that's happening. Now, also, in textbooks, in leaflets, they're with the children. And the governor's talking about, well, they're not going to censor, they're not going to, but you know, they don't want to stifle a child's desire to do research and academic research and stuff. This is exactly this crap right here going on in California. It says 2.6 million students across 11,200 classrooms and 5,000 schools. They are subject to Newsom's films and curricula that's just straight up out of hell hardcore porn. That's what the Russians, they don't want to have anything to do with that. And that's one of the major reasons that the Sodom of the Potomac, that criminal cabal, they want, if you don't take that, be you Iran, Libya, Iraq, it doesn't matter. If you don't go along with that, they're going to bomb the living hell out of you, and they're going to force this species, this human species that they call values, they're going to force that down your throat. And the Russians are saying, hell no. You know what? And I'm totally with these Russians. If the world has to end, it ends. But we cannot knuckle down and accept that crap right there. We really can't. And talking about solutions before I go back to Rand, one thing we need to do, and I mentioned earlier, get yourself in shape, get your beans, Band-Aids, boots, and bullets, get all that ready, like we talked about in our self-defense courses a while back. And also, we need to start figuring out a way to barter trade, get your gold and silver. We've got to get away from this king's money because, listen, I got to make this quick. inflation is getting so bad. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And by the way, the inflation has been engineered for a reason, and it's to kill what's left of the United States, the so-called U.S. dollar, and then to bring the digital currency talk back in. CW did a couple of episodes about that, a couple of segments on that, bringing in the digital money. But we've got people, if we can't get away from the king's money system, if we can't get away with this Federal Reserve view-controlled money system, We're going to die. That's probably the number one thing we can do. If we can get away from the money system and stop sending, have the state at a state level to stop sending so-called tax money, don't even deal in money, have state banks, county banks based with gold and silver. You could base it on soybeans, anything of hard value. We've got to do that. If we can't do that, we're all going to die. I'll go back to you, Rand.
Yeah, Eddie, about the money and digital currency, once they do that, it's over. They're going to be able to track every move that you make. And that's what their goal is. They want to be able to track every move that you make. They do it pretty well now. But once that takes place, it'll be over with. And then people want to talk about land of the free, my hind end. But I want to say one more thing about those parents of Shannon Christian and Christopher Newsom. You know, I doubt very much that either one of those parents of that young lady and that young man have been able to grieve the loss of their children like they should have. Because I've read where they committed to being at every court hearing, arraignment, procedure, every time they there. Going on 16 years to have to rehash over and over and over and over and over again what happened that night. How horrifying. That, to me, that's torture. And those men, and those women too, I'm sure, but especially they got to have a rage in them, man, that would be indescribable. Especially the father of that young girl.
Yes, he's a lot.
Their lives have been totally changed. But you're right, Eddie. We're living in modern day Sodom, and it's been said on here before on this program that if our father, you know, it seems if he doesn't do something pretty quick, and I'm certainly not, I hope I'm not being contemptible saying this, but it seems like we're way past the point of Sodom and Gomorrah. And I guess what I'm trying to say is if you don't do something pretty quick, I mean, may have to apologize in some sort, and it probably ain't the best way to put this, but I think you understand what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, yes.
We're way past Sodom and Gomorrah. And again, I commend those Russians for standing up to them, but you're exactly right, Eddie. You brought up Libya. Libya was, they had it going on over there. Whether you like Gaddafi or whether you didn't, but they totally destroyed that country. They did the same thing with Iraq. They tried to do it to Syria. But thank goodness for the Russians, they were held off somewhat. But Iran, Iraq, Libya, like you said, Eddie, if you don't walk the line with the New World Order and those elites, the ones like at that economic forum, because they even went on to say, that's another thing made me think.
Rand, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'd like to say this right quick. Like, people, sure, other than the money, under getting a control of our money system, Rand, I wanted to say this. The people, they're Jews. I hate it when people like Alex Jones, they keep talking about the globalists. Well, who the hell are the globalists? They're a bunch of damn Jews. All right. Yeah. If we know who these people are, the people going to this World Economic Forum, and I think they're going to be meeting in Davos real soon if they're not already there. We need, at least the people, I'm going out on a limb. We already know some of those, who those people are, but we need to make sure we get a complete list of those people. And if we can't take them out, they're the ones, they're going to take us out. It's either us or them. We have to get a list of them. We have to get control of our country, and we have to bring them to trial and give them their trial, and then have them to walk up to the top of the stairs at the trial and say, "See the man in the black hood." That's the only way. We've got to get them. I mean, these arrogant, Satan-worshipping bastards. I'm glad you brought that up, Rand. They control the whole world. Them and a handful of these transnational and industrialists, they look at us like we look at a termite or a maggot. We've got to get rid of them. We have got to get rid of them. I can't say that enough. It's either them or us. Our Congress and our Senate, it's just a facade. It's just a way, a press release valve. We got to go vote every so often for a senator and a congressman. They don't do anything. They're totally worthless. They have no control. We're going to have to get control of that, Rand. We certainly are. But I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to go back to you. But that's who controls it. Everything else we talk about is just meaningless. If we can't get a hold of the money system and find these international criminals, if we can't get them, everything else we're talking about is nothing. We're not doing anything at all. In fact, they laugh at us. But I tell you what, if we can get those suckers and bring them to trial, they won't be laughing anymore, Rand. Back to you, Rand. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'll go ahead.
You're fine, bro. That's all right. They're already the talking heads of those Kenite globalist Jews, let's call them. They're already building this puppet Jew president of Ukraine up as going down in history as one of the greatest defenders of democracy, you know, on and on and on. And that's propaganda, that's programming. They're doing the same, you know, they're trying to do the same thing to the Russians and Putin as they did to Hitler and the Germans. I mean, you ain't got to be a real smart cookie if you just do a little research and take an open-minded look at that's exactly what's going on. But I want to say one more thing, and then I'll get back to Eddie, about these people, mostly white folks, that sit back and don't want to get involved. And like I said earlier, sacrifice their own daughter before they want to hear themselves called racist. You know, the Bible describes those kinds of people. The Word of God describes them. The Word of God calls them broken cisterns. A broken cistern. It won't hold water. You know, it's no good. They're useless. They're absolutely useless. But you know what, y'all? People, listeners, brothers and sisters, we don't need them. We got our Father, and He's done as they story and story and story and story and story in that letter that He sent us, the Bible, that letter. There's stories after story of how He used a remnant, how He used a few. I even used someone like David to go up against a giant. On and on and on and on and on. So don't fear. And Eddie, our brothers up there in New Jersey, if they nuke that place, they ain't got to worry. They'll be took care of. Just like those three that were thrown in that fiery furnace.
Well, Ray, my brother, we've completely run out of the hour. We got to go back, transition to the second hour now. We're going to bring on my big sister, your big sister, Nancy Hitt, and my little baby sister, Monica Schaefer. Monica Schaefer, a.k.a. Braveheart. People, hang on to your seats. We're going to the second hour. We're going to pick up the people I just mentioned, big sister Nancy and sister Braveheart. Be right back. Hold on to your seats.